Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
There are big chairs, there are small chairs. There are black chairs, there are white chairs. There are pink chairs, there are blue chairs. There are comfy chairs and there are hard chairs. There's chairs for driving, there's chairs for watching TV. There's chairs for going to space. There's pretty chairs and ugly chairs. But there's one thing chairs all have in common. They're all for humans. Some are for big humans and some are for baby humans. But they're all for humans. Some are to rest and some are to get blessed. But most are designed wrong. Even when you think a chair is ergonomic, it's really not. There's an inherent flaw in the design of chairs. And that flaw is the 90 degree angle of the seat of the chair. And the small space for your butt. I know, that seems counterintuitive. But if you go to places like Asia, or you just look at little kids and how they naturally want to sit, they typically squat. They squat down and they can sit like that for hours. Still on their feet, but just squatting. And again, there you'll see people in markets in Asia that will squat for hours just in one position, completely comfortable. Or if you go look at tribal towns, that's how they all sit. Sitting in chairs seems nice, and it is. I'm sitting in a chair right now, a chair that I honestly hate, and the sales guy said it was the best chair ever. We all love them. We sell so many of them. Yeah, fucking sucks. It's just, I wouldn't say it's one of the worst, and it's not really uncomfortable, but it's definitely not what this guy sold it to me as. But nonetheless, these chairs destroy our hamstrings and our hip flexors and just make us tight and, I don't want to say anxious. I don't know if they necessarily make us anxious, but they do make our bodies tight. And that's why we all gain a lot of problems over the course of our lives, because we're sitting in the wrong way. Now, obviously, not moving isn't good either, but I think it's also just from the chairs that we sit in. I think they're really causing serious issues. Now, there's one chair that I think might be okay, and it's the saddle chair. I haven't really sat in one. I want to try one. I want to give it a shot. It's the one that Joe Rogan uses. He says he loves it. It helps with posture, it seems. And that one seems better because you're more sitting in a standing position where your legs hang over either side of the chair instead of, again, sitting in this 90 degree position. But really, I think we need to be squatting. And really, most of us can't squat. We're all destroyed. By the time you're probably even 18, going back to squatting is a process. I mean, I've been working on getting back there for almost 2 years now, just stretching consistently, working on loosening my hamstrings and hip flexors. And only now can I kind of sit like that. And even still, like holding the position, I can only sit like in that position for maybe 30 seconds. I'm still not loose enough. But I'm still working on it, working on doing the splits, and that might make me loosen up my hip flexors and hamstrings enough to be able to sit in that squat position for a long period of time. Another thing I think is going to help is eventually I plan to design an office chair that has a wider base that's more meant for squat sitting. But we'll get around to that after the other 1,000 things I plan to build. Despite the poor design of most chairs in the world, I do love chairs and the design of chairs. It's a borderline obsession of mine. I'm constantly sitting in chairs. I'm constantly looking at chairs. I'm obsessive about the chairs that I choose to put in my home, the comfort, the look, the design. I don't know what about it, but I just really have grown to, I don't know why, but I've grown an affinity for chairs. And I plan to design and make a couple of my own chairs. On not just the office chair that I was just talking about, but also some sitting chairs for my home. And but also some sitting chairs for my home. I really want to design those around my cats because I can't own furniture because they destroy it. So I can't own expensive furniture. So I really want to buy some cushions that can have replaceable covers that aren't too expensive. So once they get destroyed, I can just buy a new cover and then replace it. And then I have a nice looking piece of furniture again. Because the permanent ones, they just destroy it and then it's done and I just have to buy a whole new chair, which I'd rather not do. So I'm going to do that. And I can switch up colors and looks frequently. So I think it's going to be a cool kind of modular system that I'm going to build for that. But I also love my couch, even though, again, cats have destroyed it, but I've made that the perfect height. I try to adjust everything for me. So that one came with some longer legs. I bought some shorter legs on Amazon that I absolutely love. Even though the screw hole didn't fit the screw of the leg, but I just put them on there. I just sat it on top and it sits fine. I haven't had any issues other than when I move it, but that's still not a huge deal. And then the only thing I want to do is add a couple 2x4s. The only other thing I want to do is add a couple 2x4s under the seat cushions to raise it up a little bit, because I want the back of the couch to be shorter. So you can, because I have it, the arms in the back of the couch are all square to square and the same size. So I want you to be able to rest your arms on top of that really easily. I like that kind of move. So that's my last addition to fix that. But getting the right chairs are just so important and can really make or break your living space for your own experience. They kind of bring a space together and really like a key point that people look at and that really brings or destroys a room. But it's also where people congregate and sit and chat. And I built my whole chair system around, or sitting areas. I built my sitting areas around discussion. And I mean, mainly just two people discussions, because I rarely have more than two people over at a time. If I do, it's like 10 or 12. So it's either 10 or 12 or 1 or 2 or and sometimes 3. So really it's just mainly two people seating areas. So I have one by the window, which is has a table that we can sit and do puzzles or games or just eat. And then I have another kind of more conversation area, which is also the podcasting area, with two more comfortable chairs. Although again, those get destroyed. The two at the seating area are mid-century modern. I really love them. They're just plastic mold with like the wooden legs and kind of some metal wire rods connecting them. I'll link a style in the show notes if you want an example, but I love them. They have armrests and they're pretty cheap, at least where I got them. I didn't get them on Amazon, but I'll link the Amazon style. So I have those, and then I have the couch area, which is honestly more for intimate situations. And that's when I have, you know, girls over and you want to get close to them or cuddle with them or, you know, kiss their forehead, whatever you want to do. That's what that area is for. So each of these areas are very significant and separated differently. And I have hanging lamps that hang from the ceiling in each different area. And sometimes I change the color of each lamp. Sometimes I change the light color of each lamp. But they each have their own kind of specific lighting area. And I really just love that setup. I love kind of separating these areas and making them very distinct and very intentional. So I'd love to know what your chairs are. Send me a photo, email me, tag me on Instagram. I'd just love to know what your thoughts are on our chairs. And let me know if I'm complete bullshit on the squatting thing. But I think we got duped a long time ago when someone was designing chairs for the first time. And they thought, this isn't an easy way to do it. And then that became standard. And now, hundreds or thousands of years later, we're all kind of screwed muscly. I don't know the better way to say that. Our muscles are pretty much screwed in terms of tightness. But, oh well, we'll all survive. And hey, it's nice to sit in those chairs that take us to space or let us drive. I'll take them. They seem to work and they get us from place to place. And nonetheless, I love me some chairs, even if they're designed incorrectly. Other than that, subscribe to the podcast. That helps me out, helps me grow this thing and continue putting out content, even though I'll do that either way. But only subscribe if you like it. Obviously, don't just do it if you're not going to listen to them, because I wouldn't do that, and then it's just like a thing that's in your feed, and you're like, oh, I don't want to listen to that one. But you never know. Maybe you should do that, and then I'll put out one that catches your interest, and I reel you back in. I don't know. But other than that, check out the website, www.reliefkey.co. That's where I have other blogs, and you can subscribe to my newsletter to get information about the business and other just fun, funny emails that I send out weekly. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.